Man, what y'all talking about?
What they talking about?
What he talking about?
Hot nugget.
Okay, we are back in this thing. That's another hot. Day, another dollar, a hot nothing.
A hot nothing.
My name is the one and only DC Irvin.
Tony Baker.
Chaz Rogers.
Yeah, we out here.
Please look for me at DCIrvin.com. Go to my Instagram, DC Irvin Comedy, and my Twitter at DC Irvin. Catch me in Iowa next week. Look for me.
No one's looking for you in Iowa.
You could find me in Aliquippa. What state is that in? It's not important, but just find me.
In Iowa.
Yeah.
I'm laughatchaz.com. Laugh at Chaz everything. You can find me laugh at Chaz everything.
Without we really laughing at Chaz?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes you're just laughing with me, laughing at me, making fun of me.
As long as you're laughing.
Whatever. I can take it.
You can find me at Tony Baker.
Anyways,
Comedy.
What you doing?
The Swift cut off.
Cutting me off, huh? Anyway. But you can find me at Tony Baker Comedy on anything. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Am I forgetting one of them?
There's a ton of them.
This is too many.
There's way
TonyBakerComedy.com.
I just joined Tumblr. I'm like 8
Vine,
years late.
Yeah.
Vine.
So, you know, look for me.
And we are without Craig Wayans today.
No at Craig Wayans.
I don't even know where Craig is.
At Craig Wayans.
Craig vanishes sometimes. He's the loose cannon of the group.
The ninja of comedy.
Craig is the Eddie Kane of the group.
We got to pull him out of a dice game sometimes. Like, man, come on, man.
We need a designated pause person without Craig here.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a pause-free show?
Yeah, he's the pause general. Because yeah. I rarely say pause. You got to say something blatantly.
Yeah.
To get the pause out
this
of
it. This guy be like, then I had a dick in my ass. I mean, pause.
Pause.
I'm like, wait a minute. What do you even mean by that, huh?
Exactly. It's got to be extreme.
Let me start over.
I'm sad, man. My favorite show just ended.
What's that?
The Walking Dead.
Wait, it ended for good?
No, not for good. Just for the season.
Oh, okay.
How many seasons is it on?
I think like six?
They like in six. Yeah, Walking Dead is like a six. It's my favorite show, man.
That show is so popular, it's ridiculous.
I never got into it, man.
Yeah.
What?
Because I was like zombies, man.
You like zombies?
What?
Come on. I was like...
What do you mean?
Like, it was, because remember, it was like werewolves, it's hot, vamp. And then I was like, now you got a show about zombies. Like, I'm done with this.
Werewolves ain't been hot in a while.
What was that show?
They did try to make a comeback with the MTV...
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, and then it was... What's the books and the movie, the vampire?
Oh, Twilight.
And like, that was hot. HBO had their True Blood, and it was
vampire.
and then zombies.
So
I was like,
zombie, yeah, that is true. Zombies are taking over. Zombies are the new vampire.
Like right now, yeah. I'm sick of this.
You can't go wrong with werewolves, vampires, and zombies.
Every once in a while, it's cool. They hit me all at once, man.
Zombie, I think
trifecta all at once.
I think zombies is probably the most scariest because it's like
most definitely.
Yeah,
there's no real way to kill them.
Zombies are out in the daytime. They don't care.
They come out in the day. Yeah. You know, werewolves is once a month. Vampires, stay out the nightclub. But zombies, man, all day.
They just roaming around.
They just, all day. You need to get in on this life, Chad.
Nah,
reasoning was whack.
That's my reason.
You ain't even watching none of this stuff. That's my point. Like he's talking about he's maxed out. But he doesn't watch.
He just hit me with too much junk at once.
But you don't watch none of it, so
I just didn't want to do it.
I don't understand.
So you didn't give. You're not even giving zombies a chance.
I'll give it a chance. I just.
But you watching a zombie anime right now, essentially.
Essentially, kind of.
Wait, so you watch a zombie cartoon?
Pretty much.
It's a cartoon. It's animated.
They're not like zombies, but it's the same.
But it's nothing the same, though.
But it's the same.
But it's not the same.
But they're like zombies.
Kind of. But they're not.
Do they bite and then you turn?
They bite. They
no,
eat people.
They eat people.
Those are zombies.
But they're like giant titans.
And they don't have personality.
They call it Attack on Titan, right?
And it's your favorite anime?
It's not my favorite.
Oh. But he's been watching it steadily.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched
Chaz
it all in one
day. Chaz never cooperates and watch what you tell him to watch.
I do. Someone told me to watch Attack on Titan. I did.
I've been telling him to watch The Wire for like 3-4 years.
I'm
going to
get on The Wire.
You still haven't watched The Wire?
I'm going to get on The Wire.
I'm going to get on The Wire. The Wire's over.
I know.
3-4 years, I've been saying. He's been watching everything. But
Breaking
The Wire.
Bad, I was all over. I was all over that.
You've been watching everything.
How about that?
I didn't watch Breaking Bad.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't know why. I just never caught on to it. I was like,
it was like Walking Dead or Breaking Bad. I felt like you was greedy if you did both. You know,
I did both.
I chose Walking Dead, like, hands
you
down.
Because they had those huge gaps between seasons. You can watch both.
You could watch a bunch of things.
I never watched it. I never got with the True Blood and all that. Like
I watched the first couple seasons of that.
If there's a zombie apocalypse, I'm not really worried about zombies, man.
What?
Why not? Because they're slow.
Yeah.
What if they're the fast World War Z?
They're like the World War Z ones. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Them zombies weren't fair.
Yeah, the way they were running, it's a wrap, man.
Yeah, unless you were sick.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that what it was? Like, you had to be
terminally ill.
If I had AIDS, you're cool. Just right. A countdown on
the had to be full blown.
You did like chlamydia or something small.
Nah, man, they gonna get you. Chlamydia, you can clear that up in the weekend.
Zombies, the apocalypse Z. What's it called?
World War Z
zombies. They didn't fool. If you had a disease, they weren't fooling you, right?
Like the Will Smith. What was Will Smith
away?
What was
I am legend.
I know. If people didn't see it, it's been a year already. You should have seen it.
Yeah, you're supposed to send that movie already.
I am legend. Same thing. Like those dudes were intense.
Yeah, they were fast, man.
They were like, I'm
the breathing in the corner.
It was like little running backs.
Yeah, man.
That's scary, man. Like, especially when you're out of shape.
Because here's the thing, though. Here's a good thing. Like me, I would go back to Michigan where you can have basements. There's no basements out in LA. Like, what are you going to do? You're supposed to just hide up in your house? Like, you need that basement. You got like the big chain, something over like a boulder, and you can have your whole, you know, your basement full of supplies.
I'm not going low.
You have to go low.
I'm going high. I need to be on top of the roof.
They see what?
Yeah, I need to be on top of the roof where I can see them.
They see, man. They climb on top of each other in every movie.
Not Walking Dead zombies. They don't climb.
Walking Dead zombies. They are the slower of the zombies.
So I guess it depends. The more they're afraid, I'm like, just walk a little fast, and you can avoid the zombies.
But they creep up on cats.
That's the thing about it. They be coming out the cut.
They be like, yeah, oh snap, they be right there. Yeah.
They're behind every corner, no matter what.
So if you're just out in the open, you're fine.
And there's so many times. The only thing about The Walking Dead, like a lot of characters get on my nerves. People get on my nerves very easily in life and in TV shows. So with TV shows, you know, more so than movies, you stuck with these characters for a long time. And so you just like, man, this cat getting on my nerves.
All right, try to sell me on Walking Dead real quick. What's the big, there's a zombie apocalypse, right? Mm-hmm. So and then like, but what's the big deal? Like, I've seen zombie apocalypses for years.
It's just people surviving.
I mean,
and the thing about Walking Dead is anybody can go on any episode.
So is there like one real star? Like some guy who's been surviving.
Essentially,
the whole time?
They set like it up that way, but you know, anybody could get it at the end of the day.
So no one's safe.
It's just like what you watching on the anime tip, man.
Well, I know the one kid who's starring it is safe.
Yeah, but
he died and came back.
Nobody's
safe. But you're not getting rid of them once they die and come back.
Yeah, and the storyline of The Walking Dead is incredible, too.
That's what I might be interested in. Just because I'm like, how are you making this shit hot for 6 years?
Well, you know it's all about story, man, on TV. You can't have the spectacle.
And then when it gets boring, zombie.
Yeah, that's when you like, come on, but they were zombies. Yeah. Then you lose some characters. Like, oh, okay, keeping it. I didn't expect that. Mm. They hit me with the "I didn't expect that" several times.
I don't like shows that lose characters I like, man.
Hey, man,
they gotta go.
Like, I left Boardwalk Empire once they killed my man. It's like Brad Pitt's younger cousin or some shit like that. I don't know.
Is he related to Brad Pitt?
I have no idea. His last name is Pitt, though. Wow, so I just assume.
Yeah, I like that, though. It keeps me on.
I was like, man.
Because if you know people are going to live, you lose the excitement.
But you gave me 2 years with him.
It doesn't matter. That makes it even more of a, like, a jolt.
I was done.
It keeps the show honest, too. Yeah. It keeps the show.
If you
like,
know he's going to live, then it's not.
I like that. Because sometimes I come back from one character. I'm like, I don't see what he's going to do.
Nah, man.
My sitcoms won't do that. Sitcoms not going to kill off Carlton, you know.
Sitcoms
I mean?
Need to start killing off people.
They need to kill off characters in comedies. Man.
If Carlton died, I'm never coming back. I'm like, man.
You say on the comedies, they need to let him go.
Comedies need to kill off the characters, man, just to keep everything fresh.
Nah, man, I feel like I'm done. Yeah. I can't come back from this.
Only time they would kill off a character is probably if he really died.
It's only a contract dispute, yeah.
Yeah,
but he wanted too much money, so we offed him.
We offed him.
On what was that show? Good Times when
James.
Yeah. Well, he really didn't die though, but they killed off James. Remember?
They killed off James.
That was tragic.
Yeah. Fresh Prince. Oh, the black mom, the dark skin mom. Well,
they just swapped her.
They just swapped her out.
They swapped her, but it was kind of like, we can replace you. Yeah.
She didn't die, though.
She didn't die.
The show was hot for a couple years, and it was like,
I like the original mom better.
They could have, but the second mom did nothing. They could have killed her off, and it wouldn't have changed anything in that show.
It's cold.
She was useless. Yeah. What did she realize?
I thought she was good.
She served her purpose, but it was just like
the first one had a job. The first one was she was giving life lessons.
She looked more like the second mom. Looked more like the family though.
It don't matter.
She did match with the family.
She matched with the family.
Beige color.
Because if you look at Hillary, Ashley, but Ashley and Carlton pretty dark.
Brown, I'd say fair skin.
They're brown and like. But Hillary the mom was only lightly.
Yeah, the mom was dark though.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, dark.
Yeah.
But I wasn't down.
But Pop's Uncle Phil is light though. So it kind of
Even it out. Yeah,
it kind of made sense.
I said black.
What
mom,
was Nicky
though?
Then? Little Nicky, he was the little dark one.
He was a little dark, square headed.
I forgot about that kid,
Little Nicky.
Once you add in little kids, I'm like, man, get this kid off the show.
He didn't, but he wasn't like taking over. Like he didn't ruin the show.
Yeah, don't. I'm not real big on
but
kids.
But he was born once, and then he was like five the next year.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Will Smith's still in high school. This kid's five.
Yeah. Like, he grew up real quick. He was already in junior high.
What happened?
where did his life go?
And then explain shit.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate. But sitcoms, you can do whatever.
Sitcoms, it's free for all.
What's pressure. Her name disappeared on Family Matters. She went upstairs and never came back down.
Judy.
Next time you seen her again was in a porn.
Oh, it was trash.
I didn't get to see her porn.
I saw the porn. It was
he
uncomfortable.
Destroyed her.
It was uncomfortable.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it at all.
I didn't get to see it.
I was uncomfortable. I was like, I got to turn it off.
Why were you uncomfortable?
She just didn't look comfortable, man. All right, porn. They have to look.
The aggressive
porn. It has to look like they're enjoying themselves. That's part of the turn.
I don't like when porn stars and the dudes make it all about them, man.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They be like, yeah, they're like, you talking too much.
Exactly.
Shh.
They should mute the guys.
Yeah, the guys ain't about you, man. Yeah,
it's not. It's not about them.
It could be anybody there. I see me. I don't want to hear this guy like, yeah, you like looking in the camera, yeah. Like, come on.
Turn the camera to me, yeah. And then go back down to her. Like, yes. Yeah,
what if you're filming a porn and a zombie walked in? Would you finish off or?
It's a real apocalypse.
It's a real apocalypse. That's where the apocalypse starts. That's where your apocalypse starts. You're a porn star.
What would we do in the real zombie apocalypse? That's
I'm telling you, this is my plan. Right, like, but it depends on how much time I have.
Here's the scenario. All right. Here's the scenario. Some viral outbreak happens. Okay. And it turns humans into zombie like creatures.
Right.
It sets off. Let's say it set off in downtown Los Angeles.
Okay.
So you know we live in the valley.
Right. So we got a little time.
So it's gonna get to us pretty quickly, but we got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I am getting in my car.
Right.
No, first thing I'm going to the grocery store. And I'm getting some food, some water, and I'm getting some weapons.
Yeah,
okay. I'm not from the grocery store. You got to get some weapons. I'm going to Big Five, get some guns. I'm going to be strapped up. I'm going to be like Rambo. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm going to get some guns. I'm going to get some weapons.
I'm going back to Michigan. Like, I'm going back home.
How are you
going to
get there?
I'm driving. I'm on 94 Lexus all the way back to Michigan.
Freeway going to be clogged, though.
Freeway is going to be a madhouse.
It's fine, dog, because...
You're going to have to literally get out and walk to Michigan.
It's going to be clogged. It'll clear up eventually.
Not really. Now that people crashing, wrecking, it's going to be like stop
what zombies cars. What zombies are we talking about?
We're talking...
Because it makes a difference. Are these
the slow ones?
If they're the slow ones, I got time to get to Michigan, though. I can take the streets.
But they're everywhere, though. Everywhere you go.
Everywhere. It's not going to be regular traffic.
Do they break in my car? Can they, like...
If you stop, they can get up in there. They're not just completely slow.
Wait, but is he, like, punching through my car window?
They don't really punch that hard. They don't really punch through windows.
I don't see how it's...
But they'll beat hard enough to, you know, when enough of them get on there, there's enough pressure on that window's coming open.
Okay, right.
Right.
And they roam in packs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're deep.
So they're never, like, it's never just, like, one, just like, oh,
like
man,
they'll fill up, like, they'll fill up an RV. It'd just be like coming for you.
Yeah.
An RV?
Yeah.
I don't think it's
happened
safe.
In the show before. It was like an RV. They were just in there. Like, oh, snap.
I don't think it's safe being in a car.
I mean, if you're on the open road.
I think it's safer than being on the outside.
But if it shuts down the freeway, then you're stuck. You pretty much assed out.
I need a basement, dog.
And they're attracted to noise.
Oh. Are they? I didn't know that.
So you can't be playing your music loud.
Can't be bumping. You can't be bumping. My Wu-Tang on my way back to Michigan. The zombie's going to be like, yeah.
You having a good time with
him? All right. Yeah. I'm not down. I don't know. I need a basement, dog. I can't be above ground.
So you're just going to go to Michigan for a basement.
I'm going anywhere for a basement.
You can find a basement in Arizona, maybe a couple in New Mexico.
Then I'll go, but there's no water in Arizona.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I need, like, Michigan's got everything I need.
I'm going high, bro. If you go high, if they do make it up there, you can at least jump off the cliff and die.
What? No.
But if you go low, they're going to come down in there.
You rather jump off the cliff and die rather than get the zombie attack.
Yeah, I think
they
might
rip you apart.
Yeah, they're going
to. What if you jump off the cliff and, you know, you tear yourself up pretty good.
You survive.
But you're immobile. With your conscience.
And you just see the zombies coming at you.
They coming at you. So you still going to get eaten, and you had to roll down all those rocks.
And you crippled.
Yeah.
And they just start eating your legs, which you can't feel. Just slowly working their way up.
Those bones that are sticking out from your fall down the cliff.
He's like a drumstick.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm just faking it. Now I'm going to be on the ground.
They don't know. They don't know you ain't on.
Can you blend in as a zombie? Does that happen on the show?
They did that on the show one time. They covered themselves in like guts and stuff, and just got them, you know. So they were just like smelling and like, and then, you know.
Or you cut the arms and the mouth out the zombie, and you can walk around with the zombies.
A girl had that going.
Like a zombie coat?
She had armless and bottom jawless zombies with her. That was just to keep the other zombies at bay while she roamed the countryside.
So they couldn't like really eat her.
Yeah, they couldn't eat
her.
The
only weapon I would need with zombies are swords. That's all I need.
That's all you need.
I don't want a gun. I want a sword.
Yeah, once you're on that last bullet, you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, if you got a sword.
The last bullet I'm saving for me.
The sword never runs out.
You got to have both. I think you have both.
I mean, I'm keeping the gun for sure.
Yeah. Keep the gun, but I want to depend on that sword, though.
Yeah. So you want to master the sword, basically.
Definitely, man.
Start right now. Yeah. Mastering that sword.
Right. You cut off a couple heads with one.
But you can't go around like an axe.
Axe, sword, you know, spear.
I think an axe would be too much, you know, because if your axe is not sharp, well, if anything's not sharp.
Yeah, but you need one of those old school katana blades.
But I'm saying an axe, you still got to get too close. A sword, that's a good little arms, you know, a little arms way.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like one of those lances, you know?
I would definitely want a javelin.
You'd be missing if you just stick it.
I straight miss on the first throw. Like, that was my plan. Yeah.
If you just stick them in the heart, they running with that.
Run right into you. Yeah. They're in.
I wish their heart was the weakness, but you know, it's still.
So you got to chop their head off.
I mean, you got brain trauma.
Yeah,
still what does it.
Headshots.
So you need like a hammer, like a Thor sledgehammer. It's too heavy to swing around.
I mean. I wouldn't want a hammer because that's too heavy. I'm telling you, the sword is the way
to
go.
The sword is good.
Take the head off.
Only if it's the old school Japanese katana blade.
Take the head off.
You can't use one of those ancient English armored swords. You know what I mean? Those things were heavy.
Yeah, it's got to be something light and efficient.
Do you think you would be like
the Three Musketeers sword?
The super, like, I'm just a killer now? Or do you think you'd still be like a...
Like a scary
zombie killer.
I'm typical, the fat dude on the show who's always crying and complaining.
That's going to be you?
Yes, me. All day. Like, man, I'm sick of this shit, man. Every time he calls me, goddamn zombies around. That's me for sure,
dog. The audience is waiting for you to get killed.
I'm not making it a whole season.
We can't wait till Chaz die.
Because here's the thing, because once something goes down, I'm the one running. You know what I mean? And I'm going to run right into a group of zombies. And everyone's going to watch me get... I already know. That's my fate. That's going to happen.
You think you're going to be a killer? Stone Cold Killer?
And I noticed myself in times of pure fear and like scary moments, I'm quiet. Like I got nothing to say. Like I'll get stuff done, but I'm quiet though. Like,
so you're going to be a killer.
I'm not a yeller. I'm not a screamer. Like, oh God, what God. I'm just quiet like, yo.
I'm panicking.
This is real.
What do you see?
I think I'm panicking too, bro. I might act like I got courage, but at the end of the day, I'm like, man, these are zombies, man.
It depends. If I got like a family, then you man up.
You definitely got to stay strong for your kids.
Yeah.
But if it's just me and you guys,
if
I'm
your
panicking.
Kids see you break down,
right.
They going to break down. They're going to be like, oh, God, I can't. Look at that, man.
Definitely better in a group. If I'm by myself, I'm like, I would think about giving up once in a while. I'm like, I should just.
Because in the moment when my life was on the line, I think back to like it was a tornado warning in Clovis, New Mexico. So the siren went off. And I was just like, man, this could be it. You know, I didn't know where the tornado was.
Right.
And I was just pacing back and forth in the apartment.
Uh-huh.
My mom was just like, why are you pacing back and forth like a panther? Just sit down. You know, just, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I was like,
yeah. Mm. But I noticed, you know, and then one time there was another tornado. I had grabbed my nephew. We were going to go to McDonald's because they had a storm shelter there. So I'm holding him, walking down the street to my friend's house, and we were going to McDonald's.
So you went outside in a tornado warning.
Went outside, not knowing where the tornado was at exactly. And this old lady that's always outside, she's like, where y'all going? I'm like, we're going to the McDonald's. She was like, well, the tornado's right there. And she pointed. I turned around. You could just see it right there. And I was like, yo. holding the nephew, just like.
How old was the nephew?
My nephew at the time, maybe he's like 4.
So you just brought him out to danger.
Well, you in danger regardless. Like,
but you brought him outside.
So even if you're in the house or out the house, it's a wrap.
If a tornado lands on top of the apartment complex,
an apartment coming up.
we might be safe outside.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? So, but I know it's in that moment, I'm just quiet. Like,
when it's been like a fight or flight situation, you know what I mean? Like, anytime I've been in a fight, like your drilling's up, like I've matched that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've never been the one to run off. So I'm like, maybe in that sense, I'd be like, all right, like my life is on the line.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at what you do when it's crunch time.
Right.
That's what it's like. The zombie's like a fight.
Yeah,
it's like
you're fighting for your life.
Yeah, it's a
you
fight.
You can never speak on what you would do in certain situations.
Like, I'm biting through a zombie's neck if I have to. I'm like, oh.
Now you're infected.
You're infected now.
Oh, is that what happens? If you bite one?
Well, if they bite you and you got a bite.
But what if I bite one?
Well, you still getting that... There's stuff in you. So like, right, yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, so we'll watch you. We'll respect it. Like, Chaz, he bit the zombie. Well, we got to kill you, dog.
Y'all going to kill me, though?
Oh, I mean, you're going to turn eventually.
Why can't y'all keep me like a zombie pet?
If you bit the zombie, we would just have to ask you to leave. Like, just go to Michigan, man. Because, you know, you're going to turn on the zombie.
I'm going
to
come back.
As soon as you get in your car, I'm putting a gun behind your head.
I'm good. People trying to fight it. I'm good, guys.
Yeah, because people, in the zombie situations, people always hide that bite.
Yeah, that wound.
They try to hide it underneath it. Yeah, you know, it always comes to the light.
Maybe sweating.
Yeah. Like, you've been acting weird lately. You good? No,
I'm good, man.
Good.
What if moms get bit?
Oh,
are we taking moms out?
Man, dog.
Yeah, my mom be aggressive zombie. Chop her head off. She'll come back.
Man,
like, swing. I'm sorry.
Did y'all see the movie Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that
part where he lost his mom, that was sad, though, because he actually felt it. And I was like, yeah, feel it. I like it in movies when people feel the death.
Yeah.
Like, you just lost your mom in your face, man. Don't give me that, oh, man, we lost mom. I want to see you feel it.
I don't remember. Wait, how did he lose his mom?
It was something where they found out she had gotten bitten.
Oh, yeah.
And they were riding in the car. And, you know, he just freaked out. And I was like, that's a real reaction, you know. But they still trying to make it funny, but it was just like his reaction to his mom. I was like, see, that's real.
They killed his mom, though?
She ended up having to go. I forget how she died exactly, but his reaction to the death was... It felt real.
I don't know, man.
That's the thing, man.
I might just join my family in zombiehood. Mm. It was like my parents, my brother, you know, my nephew got it.
But if everybody's out,
I would just bite me. We could just be a zombie family.
They wouldn't want you to do that, though, man.
But look, what if your eyes were all just zombies, man?
Huh?
Like, why not just join the zombie apocalypse? Join the winning side.
Tap out. I don't want to be no zombie, man.
Me neither.
Why not? You know, it could be a good life. You don't know.
Ah, man.
You don't know if it's bad.
Ah. You're gone.
You're just like,
you don't know what's going on.
Exactly, man. I pass.
Life can't be good as a zombie.
But living life in fear everywhere you go.
I mean,
if I had one chick with me, it might be all right.
A zombie chick?
No.
just one.
Because, like, if it's just like me and y'all, I'm like, man, it sucks.
Or you need a chick with you.
Why not? So enjoy the good nature.
You wouldn't
want to
bring your family, a family into that life?
I didn't say I want to have a child.
Oh.
I mean, what if it's a chick that didn't want you to smash her, but you got a chick with
you? I'm not treat her like a zombie. I'm like, well, you
can't. But you got what you wanted. You say you wanted the chick with you.
Yeah, you
got to
go. You're kind of useless. Yeah.
So you just want some potential smash.
Let's be real with women, guys. Yeah. Women have some perks, and then one of the best perks is the vagina.
If they think about
you
it,
take
though,
that away, and it's like,
it's cold.
It's real.
Chaz gonna have us losing our women listeners.
I know, right? I'm done with
this
podcast.
I'm not lying. I'm not saying that women can't contribute. But the big contribution is between you.
What if it's just one chick and there's four dudes? She only feeling one dude.
Nah, she's got to go. And the dude
is not you.
The dude and the chick got to go. I'm like, ADC, man. She's feeling Tony, bro. I'm just saying. Do we really Tony. Need? We can't feed all of us.
Because, you know, in the zombie apocalypse, that situation would suck. Like, if it was five guys and one girl, and the girl was married to one of the
she's
guys.
She's got to be worried, though. Like, dude's going to try to rape her.
Oh, definitely. But as the other guys, you're just like, man, ADC, man, can we get in on your spouse?
I'm like, no. Negative.
It's been 18 months, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, on the real though, like, you can't ask me that. Like, yo, hey, man, it's been months, man.
Yeah,
you've almost died. I just need a release.
I'm gonna try to calm you down. We gonna find you a girl.
Girls left. It's just us in the city.
Like, Tony, I promised. Come in on, Texas, they still in alive Texas, out
they
there.
Out there, man.
I'm like, look, man, she got 30 days, bro.
I'm gonna have a bunch of
another chick.
You're gonna rape my girl, bro.
Hey, I'm taking you out first, though.
Hey, Chaz, dog, your girl ain't even my type. But listen, but look, man, if she could just.
I'm taking DC out first, and I'm like, oh, he died in the axe. I'm gonna try to be like I'm the hero and try to save you. I got my game plan now.
I'm gonna have a bunch of false hopes for y'all. I'm like, hey, man, just trust funny, us. Man. Trust me. We're gonna get you
DC,
a wife.
DC ain't gonna give us that extra help with his crunch time.
No.
They trying to get my wife. I'm gonna have to let him go. Like, DC, man, we're gonna reach out. DC. With eye contact, reach out. DC. He gonna be like, cough.
That's not gonna be like you then, Chaz. It's gonna be me and my girl.
It's me and my girl, man. And then people, because you know, people are dirty, dog. The dudes you do meet on the road, like, hey, we should team up. I'm like, we've been getting along pretty good. We travel well. It's enough food for us.
And you always got that dynamic on the show, like people coming across other survivors, and there's no trust because you know,
yeah,
people do desperate things at desperate times. So
I'd be like, nah, like if it's not my homeboys, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all can smash my chick. I mean, in that situation.
Oh, you were?
Are we good?
That's what's
yeah,
up.
Man, y'all
he's saying that now.
No, but I mean y'all my boys. I'd be like, hey, look, girl,
wait to share the wealth, listen, dog,
listen. In front of you.
What? No. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to hear about it.
Hey, Chaz, you can see I'm not even enjoying it. It's just for purely. We're looking in his eyes the whole time. It's just purely for.
Why are you looking at me, Tony?
I just got to get it out of my system, dog.
Stop staring at me.
I really appreciate this. Nobody's enjoying it.
I'm going to grab her. You know, we're leaving. We're leaving. And then what if your girl likes somebody else, you know?
Right, yeah.
But we've been married for 10 years and you like DC?
Imagine this scenario.
Everybody's got to die.
You the one dude, five chicks. But the chicks are all HIV positive. Because you happen to be in like some kind of ward at the time of the zombie outbreak.
I am taking that AIDS with glory.
I think, why not?
You smash raw in the apocalypse.
Going out anyway,
there's
bro.
There's probably some supply condom factory that's abandoned. You know?
Well, I mean, yeah.
You got to search for Trojan factory.
Y'all would definitely smash with the condoms.
I would smash without.
Probably without it.
But just raw, just
take
even if
I would try. I would attempt to go look for condoms, but it wouldn't
no,
be like
not,
a.
You're not looking.
It wouldn't
if
be like
there's
a.
There's like a Ralph's that's like, you know, abandoned. I'm like, ah, cool. Nobody touched the condoms. Yeah. That's the last thing people grabbing. The condoms are in stock.
It'll be like a fake. It'll be like it'll be like an easy give up. You know, they didn't have them.
But what if you did all that raw smash and then, the zombie apocalypse is cured and then it's like all the survivors meet up. And
I'm like, great, now we need a cure for these AIDS, guys. I got this quintuple AIDS.
Is there another cure floating around here?
That's funny, but because you'd be surprised at who you cling to, like who you connect with in situations like that.
Whoever makes me laugh, I'm going to be like,
this is
like
the ultimate coworker situation.
It is.
It's your coworkers. Like, you're together all the time. You depend on one another, so it's just like, you're going to have a bond with these people.
Right.
But the scenarios don't always match up. Like, she ain't my type or he ain't my type. I think when it comes down to guys, it don't really matter the type. But with women, they stick to that type pretty closely.
You think they would stick to it during
the
apocalypse?
For a while. For a while, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, cause especially
woman,
in that situation.
If a woman is not turned on by you, she sticks to that pretty strong.
Yeah.
More so than guy.
And she can, but woman, she'll break down eventually.
Eventually, yeah. She'll be like, you know what? Just forget it.
Yeah, she better break down if I keep saving her life. Yeah.
I'm like, listen, I can save you right now, or you can give me that bag.
It could be situations like, y'all see 12 Years a Slave?
No, I didn't see that.
I did see that.
I missed it.
You remember the beginning where the girl just rolled over and made him, what's the word? You know,
not Patsy.
No. At the very beginning of the movie, that slave just rolls over on Solomon and just puts his hand down there.
Yeah.
And that's all she had him do was just give her a quick hand job. Yeah, and she rolled back over and cried.
That's all she wanted, right?
Yeah, that was it. It was just like desperate measures, man. He was just like, what, you know.
He almost, it seemed like he didn't know what he was doing. Like,
it was just like, well, you never ready for that, you know.
The technique of the hand
and she was pretty
wasn't
too.
As advanced now.
She was a pretty
one,
too.
She was cool. Yeah, she was nice.
I was like, okay, you know. I was like, is that all you want? That's all you need?
Tell you how attracted I am to Lupita, though, dog.
Oh, yeah, she's
mad attractive.
Yeah. I think she's overrated, man.
Of course DC would say that.
I do.
Why?
I don't know, man.
Is it the natural?
Yeah, I think it's the hair.
You ain't feeling the natural?
I think it's the hair.
I thought you
liked
the natural.
I do,
we're really losing women listeners.
No. Excuse me, all the women out there.
You'll get rid of all the women.
My black Nubian princesses, my queens.
You talking about the natural, like, okay, I see.
Y'all get rid of all the women.
We did.
No, I just, like, her natural, it just don't. It reminds me of Grace Jones.
So it's too short.
It might be a little too short.
Right, well, she grows it out.
But she has. Like, I just saw, like, the... It was, like, some of those,
and it might not be her hair. Like, I think her face is cool.
She's very cute.
Like, but it's... I don't know, bro.
She's maybe cute.
Yeah, but it's not, like, whatever... To me, what everybody putting on her, like, look at her... Her cheek.
I think a lot of people think of, because she's dark skinned, it's like, oh, wow, we never seen a dark skinned girl.
That's that's what I'm saying. I think they're putting a lot of.
I have, so I'm like,
I've seen a lot of gorgeous.
Like, that's not a.
Most definitely.
Right.
Have you seen some prettier dark skinned women in her out there?
In real life?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, that's what it is. Definitely. And it's like people putting all this hype, and I'm like, man, such and such up the street look better. You know?
Right.
At Starbucks. I seen a good one at Starbucks today, you know?
Yeah. I don't really discriminate on skin tone.
Yeah.
Light, dark, it don't really. Don't really matter. I don't like it too pale, though.
I think before I moved to LA, my race discrimination was high. But since I came out here, I'm going to say it was high. I was always like, cool, we can do that. But now I'm like, man, I got no realm. Like, it's whatever. If I like you.
What was it in Michigan?
I've only been with black girls.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Which is great, which is cool.
Uh-huh.
But the whole world is opened.
Because when you got to LA, everything was a plethora.
There's never been so much diversity. So I'm like, you got everything out here.
Yeah.
A plethora of stuff.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? So now you can really just pick your person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Whatever you're into, it's out here.
Right. As long as she's
somewhere.
Cute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me say this. At the end of the day, I'm going solo in the apocalypse.
You going solo?
It depends. Because if it's just random people, I can't trust them. I can't trust random people. I'd rather be by myself or with my chick, but we ain't.
What if you by yourself and you come across a random chick?
Well, yeah, she can come.
Oh, random chick. It's all about a smash with this guy.
No, I'm just saying.
You ain't going to survive, bro.
I want to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm not.
It's all about sex with you,
I said in the beginning, I'm not surviving. It's for sure not happening.
Y'all hit us up, man, and let us know what y'all would do in the zombie apocalypse, man. We got a song of the day. It's coming from Tony Baker. Tony, what's your song of the day?
Oh, snap. Song of the day, man. It's by a group called Aster, and it's ASTR, and it's called Operate.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all listen to Aster Operate, and we'll be right back. We're gonna check it out.
There it is.
Hey, that song of the day was dope. We back a hot nothing. Y'all just heard Aster Operate. Tony,
pretty good pick.
Excellent choice.
Hey, man, you know, I'm out here, man. I'm out here, man. Shout out to Miss Alanette, man. She put me on to that.
Tony's good. I was to on go her Instagram. Using,
yeah, Tony might be undefeated on songs. Yeah, I don't think I've, like, every song that he's put forth, I went home and start playing it.
Okay, yeah.
Tony's undefeated.
Chad's trying to think back, but he can't.
No, I mean, I don't know, but I was thinking of Craig's choice. I was like, Craig,
oh,
probably.
I'll tell you who's not
clearly defeated.
I think as far as Craig's pick, I don't think I've liked any of them.
Zero wins.
Craig might be 0 for 5 right now.
I think I only had the one, which is rare. I put the classic. I think it's a classic.
The rare. You went the safe route?
Yeah.
Now give us something different next time,
man.
I will,
I think it's time. I'll give
it. Expand your horizons.
Yeah.
Plus, I was under the clock. I was like, Red Man.
Precious on. You can't go wrong with Red Man.
You can't.
He was picking legends.
I had to.
Yeah.
When all this fell.
He scrambled.
Like Michael Jackson Thriller. Like, come on, man.
Who's going to reject that?
You're going with the straight hits.
Who's going to reject a platinum selling?
I'm going Yesterday by the Beatles. All right, come on, man.
Beatles.
Come on.
Like, come on, dog. Elvis, Rock Around the Clock.
Oh, come on, man.
I was just watching a Michael Jackson special on Netflix, man. They were talking about how he kind of fell from grace towards the end of his career. And I don't think in Michael's head he fell from grace, because he was still balling out of control, you know?
Yeah, he didn't live a broke life.
Yeah.
Because he filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
But still, even then, even when you file for bankruptcy, you still bred it at that level.
Yeah.
And you still kept all this stuff? Because I think Donald Trump's filed for bankruptcy like 4 times.
Like, his bankruptcy would be my... swimming in cash. Yeah, right. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'll take his bankruptcy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, give me all that bankruptcy.
File chapter 12. 13,
it's a good broke.
Yeah. It's a good broke.
It's a good broke.
But for Michael, it's like, yo, okay.
Yeah.
That's why he was doing that tour again.
Yeah.
Before. He was coming back.
That was going to be a huge tour, man.
It sure was. What was it going to be called again?
It was
last time. Last something.
You just making it up.
No, it's because
it was last this, something.
This is the end.
Because people, this I remember people were cracking jokes.
This is it.
Yeah. I was on the right track.
You.
I was. I got there.
Were you?
He got very close. And I got us to where it's at.
But that's what's funny is like when celebrities, when they so-called fall off or whatever.
It's like you always see the man like the draft bus. It's like, it's the number one pick. Yeah. That didn't work out.
It didn't pan out.
Like the dude, who's the dude got picked before Jordan? Whatever his name was.
Sam Bowie.
Yeah. Like, nah, we could have had Jordan.
In their defense, it's usually injury related.
Usually injury.
So I guess with a singer, actor, their injury would be them what? Getting
it's
busted.
Like drugs.
Drugs and alcohol.
It's probably like drugs or like I was looking at Daryl Strawberry and I was like, this dude was on top of the world.
Daryl was on top, man.
He was on them drugs.
And then it's like, what a fall. Like, he's a celebrity bust. Like,
Daryl Strawberry. Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. You know, I can't call her quite a bust yet.
I think she bust. Well.
Because she's on her last chance because she's on like Oprah's show right now.
What is she doing on Oprah's show?
It's like a reality show, but it's her like trying to like make things right,
get her life back on track.
Yeah, so it's like, is this her last? She's still on TV, right? She's still getting a check, and she's got her last chance. And it's Oprah, Oprah's got your back.
But it's still a bust because this girl was, you know, headlining box office hits.
Yeah.
So now to say she's still on TV, anybody can get on TV now.
See, my thing is this. I don't count it a bust unless you're broke.
Yeah, I'm like, you're done and out.
you're down and out. You're broke, you're down at the...
Like, what is it like? Mickey Rooney just died, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they say he was worth $18,000. That's his whole estate.
Oh.
He's worked for like 80 years. And you got in the end of the day, what you're leaving is $18,000. Oh, like, wow. You're a celebrity bust,
bro. That's a bust.
Like,
dang, that's some good money.
But he went to
$18,000.
Consider where I'm at right now.
I'll take the hell out of it.
If I die with $18,000 today,
worked for 80 years, bro.
What I can do with $18,000 now?
Like, if I die with $18,000 today, my family would be good.
No, your family would not be good.
They'd be like, "Thank you, you thought about us."
That'd be good. Funny. Like, you like, come on, you make that in like 6 months, dog. At a McDonald's, employees make $18,000 in a year. Like, they ain't doing much.
But you get down in a lump sum. If I die, I'm gonna get my kids $18,000 like today. Lump sum?
After his tax, yeah. You ain't getting them $18,000.
Give me $18,000 in a Trader Joe's sack. I'm like, yo,
that's good. You found that in the park. I'm killing it.
Yeah, but that, I guess it is a bust though when you're not like respected anymore as a, you know, as a celebrity. You're not getting your work.
Like, look at Tyson. Like, Tyson's making a comeback. Tyson. He lost $400 million.
Yeah.
Tyson's a bust. He's doing plays now.
That's a bust.
How is he a bust and Lindsay Lohan ain't a bust?
Because Lindsay still got that guap.
Like, but here's the thing though. Tyson also.
Lindsay's still probably sitting on millions.
Is she?
I would say so.
She can still bring it though. Like, it's not like she lost her talent. Like, Mike can't box anymore. He lost boxing. He was the joke of boxing. Like, you were the class clown of your bread and butter.
He did start losing.
Like, he shamed boxing.
And there was nothing ever like indicating that Lindsay Lohan was struggling financially. Like, Tyson's financial struggles were...
I think she has like an IRS thing or something like that. She has some tax shit. They all have tax problems.
Yeah, that's...
her money ain't rolling in like it used to.
Probably not like it used to.
I look at a bust as like... When you can't do the same things in your career that you were doing. Like, you just fall from grace just on the cut-up tip.
Like
this girl's supposed to be, she's supposed to be, you know, in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, or, you know.
She's supposed to be the it girl.
She's supposed to be headlining a summer movie every summer, at least.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like for her to be on a reality show on the Oprah Network.
It's true.
It's pretty bustful, dog.
And then, because I feel like she's right there. Like, if she makes her comeback, I'm like, you know what? She could grab her bootstraps. Or
I mean, she can definitely come back.
I think
back.
She's hanging on to the bridge with
is
one
it,
hand.
Is it?
She can definitely come back
this
with the right
it,
project.
Though.
She could pull a Robert Downey Jr.
Like Hammer? I'm like, Hammer, bust, dog.
Hammer's no bust.
From the Bay Area. Hammer busted. But
once Hammer did the Cash for Gold commercials, I was like, man, this is the lowest
I can get. I hate going to Hammer because his intentions were so pure, though.
The dude spent like five hundred thousand a month on his entourage.
Hammer was doing too much.
Hammer's just a good dude, though. That's why I don't like talking about him, man.
Nah, dog. You gotta talk about him on the celebrity bus. Hammer, if it's not,
you got taken advantage of.
He was in charge of his money.
I mean, yeah, but you know,
was he though?
His heart wasn't in the right place.
He should have been. If he wasn't, that was foolish of him for not being in charge of his money.
I mean, true. His heart was in the right place, though, man.
Heart was in the right place, but that money wasn't, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he became a joke.
When did the bus start, though?
The bus started, I would say.
Because you remember, please don't hurt him.
His bus started during the peak of his career. Like when he was, like, it wasn't like he was going down. He was finding out he was losing millions, like, during.
But when you saw Hammer's house, you're like, dog.
Solid gold.
See, and I thought the Cash for Gold commercials weren't that bad. It was the video he did with Suge Knight in them, and when he was in his drawers dancing. I was like, this is all time low. They got my man Hammer in his drawers.
The funky headhunter.
Yeah, I was like, Hammer.
That still went gold.
Robert Downey Jr. is a great case, dog. Like, he's a dude who was almost on that verge. He probably was. He was a joke.
I compare him to Lindsay Lohan. He was getting in the same type of trouble.
Absolutely.
But another thing, though, yeah, but Robert Downey Jr.'s talent is, so you can't talented. Second guess it. Like Lindsay Lohan is replaceable.
Yeah.
Robert Downey, I would say, is kind of hard to replace, talent-wise.
Who else is Iron Man, if not Robert Downey Jr.? I can't see anyone else as that person.
Let me tell you something. He's the only person in comic book movies so far that was able to propel the popularity of that comic book character on the strength of his performance alone.
Because he killed
He's
Iron
the only
Man.
One that's done that.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first saw it, because I didn't really know who Robert Downey Jr. was. I caught him at a time when he was kind of on that downslope.
Wait, so that brings a question. Does that have something to do with it? Your talent level? Does that determine if you're... Like, if you can come back.
Everybody we've mentioned so far has been the best.
Lindsay
Tyson
Lohan was the not the
well,
best.
Well, she wasn't the best, no. Daryl Strawberry was the best. Tyson was the best.
I wouldn't even say Daryl Strawberry was the best. Daryl Strawberry was good.
He was elite, though.
Yeah, he was
He was top. Come on, dog. He was top.
There's a reason why he was as famous as he was.
Daryl was good, but I wouldn't give him the best.
At his time, he was one of the best baseball players in the league.
I would have to go back to who else was playing around that time to actually, you know.
That's when you lose me. I don't know too much about
baseball. Yeah, me, and I don't even watch baseball.
Why
enough,
you
so.
Even know he was the best then?
I didn't know he wasn't the best.
Man, come on.
I know.
Because the best can come back, and Daryl couldn't come back.
He can't come back from the crack habit, bro. Not a lot of people make that.
Robert Downey did.
Robert Downey is the
only
one?
You contradicting yourself. You just said you can't come back from that, and Robert Downey came back.
First of all, I don't know if it was crack or not.
Robert was on crack.
Was he on crack?
Heck yeah.
I don't know what type, but he was on a lot of different drugs.
Drugs and alcohol.
Everything.
He was on crack. He was downtown LA getting crack.
He was
crack.
Living that life. He was,
But for an athlete, it's different. You got a short window.
But athletics, you definitely got a shorter
window. We're talking about coming back, though.
We're talking about coming back.
Once you're 40 and on crack, once you hit 30, they're like, oh, he's on this decline. You're like, damn, at 30?
Does Robert Downey Jr. have the best comeback of all time?
I would say so.
It's got to be.
Yeah, I would say so.
I'm trying to think who else might.
In any genre?
I'm like, because I'm looking at Whitney Houston, but she died before she could make a real comeback.
Yeah, Whitney didn't get to come back. And Whitney, when she did come back, she
Mike
wasn't the same Whitney.
Before he could make a real comeback.
Who?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But he was a joke. He was the joke of his, and for different reasons at that, too.
Right.
He had multiple reasons why he was a joke.
Robert might be. Robert might be the greatest comeback
that
ever.
That comeback was incredible.
But then I was looking
cause,
like
because what his comeback did, it propelled him. Well, not only that though, you got to consider this with him though. It was easy for him to come back because he wasn't as big as these other people we mentioned. Like he wasn't considered the best in movies.
He wasn't.
He
yet.
Didn't have no box office hits.
Nah,
he wasn't
he
no Tom
yet.
Cruise or Will Smith.
You got very lucky.
So it was easier for him to ascend upward.
Yeah, it was kind of like
mean, he recovered from the drugs, but like we're talking about. Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson, they were like the cream of the crop.
Right.
And then they fell. Robert Downey Jr. was just a good actor.
Right.
And some low-key jokes.
Yeah, you're right. He never did have like a major.
Right. So it's easier for him to be a success story.
Very true.
So.
Because like, I remember like people doing jokes about like, Robert Downey Jr. And I didn't know who he was.
Right. You have to think, who's Robert Downey Jr.?
Everybody knows Mike Jack, Mike Tyson, you know what I'm saying?
I was looking at who's next. Like, who's the next bust? Like, I thought Cat Williams was almost there.
You thought Cat was there?
Yeah,
he crumbled a little bit.
He absolutely crumbled.
Cat was fumbling for a second.
Yeah. But now he's...
He's
looking like he might be coming back.
He's on the comeback.
I look at Amanda Bynes now.
But I don't... I'm sorry. I don't know if Cat went as low as Robert.
But like I said, again, it's the same. Cat was at the top of stand-up comedy for like a
little
bit.
He had like the biggest tour going.
Robert Downey Jr. was never on the top.
Okay.
But then also, I mean, Cat was like video slapping people at Walmart.
At Target, yeah. That was, like, yeah.
You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he was definitely on something heavy.
Absolutely, dog.
Yeah.
And then, like, he was breaking into someone's house, and you're like, what is going on?
He had a high speed chase with the police on a scooter.
But there's been no confirmation of, like, drugs.
Yeah, it was never confirmed.
I thought he got caught with like cocaine or something like that.
Oh, did he?
But I've heard things about him being on cocaine. But just I don't know him personally. But
no one. He's never like, no one's openly been like, oh, Cat, don't, like, he didn't come out and be like, hey, I was on crack. I got a problem.
Shows itself.
I don't think it was crack though.
Remember his mugshot? He was like, that's crack.
I don't think it was crack. I think it was something else.
It could be coke. It was something. Heroin don't do that to you. Don't do like one of these faces. Like, look at his mugshot. And you're like,
but you know what? Crack, but I don't know. Like. With Cat though, like you could probably catch him in the morning looking like that.
Yeah, because Cat
he has that kind of hair. So
I was just gonna say that, bro.
You don't start cheesing on your mugshot, dog.
I mean, if you're Cat Williams, you will.
Nah,
he's a comedian.
Nah,
I don't know.
My mugshot, I'm not gonna be like.
I'm smiling in my mugshot.
I'm not.
When's the last time you seen a good looking perm in the morning?
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Yeah, no perms look good in the morning.
By the mugshot. Yeah.
But that's true, because half his set, his perm is gone.
Yeah, it's killed.
if you look at him in mid-comedy special and he takes a mugshot, you're going to be like, oh, that's
he own that shit. Nah, yeah.
I feel like Amanda Bynes is like, she's on that cusp of
like public meltdown.
You got to. But Britney Spears was looking like here? That, too.
Britney Spears, that's a good example of a crumble.
She was like.
Well, hell, throw in Miley.
Well, Miley hasn't. She's not crumbling at all.
She's not crumbling. If anything, she's wilding out, but it's not like damaging.
But all those girls done that, dog.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan did it. Christina Aguilera did it. They all go off and be wild and like super sexy, you know? Like, oh, but it's to break out that young shell.
She's still moving records and still.
Yeah,
performing.
Miley's selling like that.
But Britney never got really arrested, shit like that. Like, she ain't had to go through that I know of, anyways. I don't remember any news media of her like getting arrested for this and that. Like,
it was just her image was tarnished what she was doing.
And then
in
you
her
was
personal
like,
life.
What is she on? But it's not to say she wasn't on something.
She still had bread. She was still selling records.
I don't think Britney was on them. I mean, she probably was doing drugs on a low, but I don't think she got heavy into them.
Yeah. I feel like they all do cocaine, dog.
Everybody tries it.
Yeah, I feel like once you get a certain amount of money, it's like, he's on coke. Because wasn't like Martin Lawrence one of those things, too?
They wondered about, you know, what he was doing.
But I'm like, probably.
It seems like it's for all the black celebrities. It's like, for the most part, it's questionable. Like, you know, was he on crack or was he?
I think it's questionable for every celebrity. Yeah. Like, when they do some weird stuff, they always bring drugs into the equation.
No, I'm talking about like we know like Robert Downey was on crack.
Right.
But like, we don't know what drug Cat Williams is on. Or was he, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't know, like, oh, what drug
was
it?
He wasn't acting like this yesterday.
Yeah, it's like, what drug?
Yesterday he was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today,
but what's the drug that he might be on? Like,
or like meth, you know what I mean? They said like meth is like crack times 10. Like,
they said you can't hide meth. They said if you're on meth, you're going to fuck around and just tell it.
So one day you're like this, the next day it's like, I don't know everything. Yeah. I don't know where I'm at right
now.
They said if you're on meth, they're like, what are you on, DC? Oh, I'm on some meth. You know, you're going
to
tell it. That's
like,
all.
You're still coming to work every day on time. Good job.
Man, dog.
You can only hide that shit for so long, dog.
Drugs. Yeah.
But it's never been a fear of mine, like, to get that famous.
No,
like, I've never done a drug. I've never smoked a cigarette.
You've never tried weed?
I've never done it.
You've never tried weed?
I've never done it.
Oh,
so that's like something I'm like, I'm not.
Chaz gonna be
drugs.
That crumble guy. Like, he was the guy, he never did anything and now he's
heroin binge. He did heroin and smoking meth at the same time.
Chaz gonna be mad skinny. Like, man, he crumbled, bro.
I've been working out.
He crumbled.
So at a party, you're the agent that can change your life. He got a line of coke ready for you to go. You can be like, nah, I'm cool.
What are we talking about? Change? What change are you talking about?
Change your life. Like, he's finna get you.
Like, does he have a briefcase?
You're finna be in a movie with Robert Downey Jr.
I need to see the money first. If he has
money on the table.
Like, yeah.
Chaz, this is yours. No, you gotta get high.
How much we talking about?
You gotta be the life of the party. Like, you gotta go out and recruit other people to come sniff.
This is what I'm saying. If it's like, you'll never have to work again, here's the money right now.
Yeah.
Like, your family set up for life. snort it. I'm snorting.
But yeah, but it's not just a snort. I'm talking about like
how much am I doing? Am I ODing that night?
You're not gonna die, but you're gonna be the dude that's like, hey, I got the cocaine parties back here. Like you're gonna
have cocaine?
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Okay, you got to get everybody else. Okay.
Whatever. Yeah.
UTB, you snorting?
Nope.
Tony got kids and be responsible for, you know what I mean?
I'm not.
But here's the thing,
though.
I'll be like, cool, man, let me go get this coke on. You know, my homies be like, yo, Chad, you need some rehab. Cool, let me get rehab. And then I'm like, I got my bread.
You still got your
grip. At the end of the day. Like, it's worth a couple snorts.
I mean, you know, I can respect the reasoning. Yeah. I'm like, well, he did it for good reasons.
But it was like, hey, Chaz, do this or go back to that van you were living in. Like, I'm snoring that coke, bro.
Man. Snoring that line.
Or get back on that scooter life. I'm snoring that coke.
That's funny that, you know, that type of situation. You know? What about you, DC?
I'm going to have to pass because my mom taught dare. My mom taught dare growing up.
That's not enough for me.
Bro, because I like
I know what drugs can do. But I know what money can do also.
Yeah, but I never went past weed, and I was like, I can't go past
weed. I tried weed.
Like, I do weed.
I've never
It's overrated, done it. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, I've been drunk once, ever. It was awful. I lost my wallet and my necklace. Don't remember much. I was like, never again. Disastrous. Can I do it. It was disastrous.
You must have got super hammered the first time around.
It was when I turned 21. It was like my first time.
You can't go that hard your first time around, bro.
You lose your wallet. I lost everything. Chain. What was you doing?
I have no idea.
Yeah, like, I lost my wallet. I got raped.
the memories you hang on to, right? I was in the Hollywood, man. And I remember, like, my homeboy took me. I was like, yo, we're going to go take you out. You just turned 21. I'm like, great. Let's do it. Then I had like a beer. I remember once we had like this Long Island iced tea, and then I remember like dude was just like tsh, tsh, like so much alcohol.
Yeah.
And that's when I don't remember much after. Like I remember like blips.
Hilarious.
Of that night. And I remember I gave the cab driver like a gang of money. Cause I remember I emptied out my wallet. I was like, is this a good
you
tip?
You were just hammered, bro. Yeah.
Cause I remember like there was construction in Hollywood. And like it had like you know how there's like those wooden things that they had like the bars you kinda hang from. I mean, I was like doing like a jungle gym on that. Then I remember, like, me and my buddy hit the ground. We were on the floor. It was like Wolf of Wall Street. He was trying to get up after the lewds. And then I remember, like, photobombing somebody's picture.
You had a hangover moment your first time around.
With a missing tooth and a tiger in his bed.
And then I woke up the next day and was like,
the first time is supposed to be a great experience, so you get hooked. That's how it works. You're supposed to be like fun.
I was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm drinking.
That was it, huh?
I remember when I first smoked weed. The first time I smoked weed,
how
was like,
old were you,
I was 13.
Damn. Oh, man.
13, man.
Why not do coke? Where you at?
How does that happen at 13? Were they older than you, your boys?
He was in the Bay
Area. Eighth grade. We were eighth grade, the Bay Area. I mean, we were just.
It's the Bay Area.
You know how you get to that certain age where you're like, oh, and it was like, it wasn't like a weekly thing. It was just like, oh, let's try some weed and this and that. And we went to this girl's house and I never forget, we smoked some weed and we watched The Lion King.
Oh, wow.
And it was the funniest thing. Watching The Lion King was the funniest thing ever high. That's funny. It was like,
I can see how The Lion King could be funny.
It was hilarious, bro.
I don't. Man.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Especially Mufasa's death. Did y'all laugh at that?
Nah, we didn't laugh at that. It was just Timon. Yeah. Timon and Pumbaa is the funniest people ever high.
That's something that's never been said.
Yeah, Timon and Pumbaa. But it was like, I didn't get hooked. It was just like, oh, okay, yeah. It was like, I didn't overdo it either.
You
like,
still smoke now?
No, I don't smoke. I smoke occasionally now, but not like, I'm like a non-social smoker.
How many times a year would you say?
I roughly smoke, I say a blunt might last me a month. Okay, and so I might get.
So once weed a don't month? Go bad or something like that?
I don't know.
If it do,
I'm going to find out when I die.
Hilarious.
But no, I'll probably like maybe like 4 times a year.
Oh, okay.
4 or 5 times a year.
It's for the holidays, right?
Yeah, it might.
Pop it off.
But I used to smoke a lot.
Yeah?
Heck yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah, I used to smoke a lot. You used to smoke a lot. Like a rite of passage, yeah.
DC so chill. Yeah. Like, I can see DC.
But man. I toned it down. When I started getting into my career and stuff, thinking about, like, man, I'm not where I want to be.
You got cats like Chappelle, dog, who smoked his whole career. And you're like, how did you turn out like this? Like, he said he smoked his whole career.
Yeah. I mean, half baked. It's a high movie.
How were you still?
But I guess.
Productive,
but I guess it's maybe weed's not that awful. I don't know. I've never done it, so I couldn't really.
I've never been high on stage.
Yeah,
like doing stand. Like I would be. That would freak. I don't see how some comedians be like high as hell.
I got buzzed once on stage. Remember that?
Where was it?
I think it was at Red Rock, and I was trying to get through a bit, and I was like, it was awful. And I think I had like one beer, and that was like all it took.
Chaz is lightweight. Didn't you drink in Morro Bay too? Didn't you get some sake?
Nah, remember I gave mine to you. I tasted it and I didn't like it. But you, man,
I got tore up.
Yeah. You got ripped?
Tony was awful.
I was taking the sake to the head. If you've ever had sake, people, it's smooth drink.
Tony looked cool for a while.
I was tearing him down, too.
Because he had one bottle of his own the guys gave us, and then I gave him mine.
Wait, you was on stage? You got on stage?
No,
I was done. I had already performed, and I was just drinking sake, eating sushi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you was just chilling. You just living good.
We had it for free. We had it on the beach. Good
man,
life, dog.
Feeling good by the water.
You only live once, man.
Tony's crumble.
It happened when we went to that other venue and we went to the bar.
I don't know if we had any more. I didn't have any more drinks, though. I know I didn't have anything
and
else.
And all of a sudden, dog, it was just like, yeah, you.
Yeah. I started seeing him stumble, right? And I was like, all right, Tony's feeling it. But I thought he was, because Tony's a big dude.
Uh-huh.
We had sushi, which is filling, you know?
Sushi's rice, not good enough, though, for
rice,
you. Yeah, it got to be that
the
bread.
Rice could absorb
this dude, Tony, was like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Never came out the bathroom.
Never came out the bathroom.
Are you serious?
When I'm drunk, I remember. So I was just in the bathroom like, yo. And I was like curled up in the stall. It was like a bigger stall.
I walk in the bathroom looking
for
Tony.
I was on the clean side of the stall.
This dude is on the floor. It doesn't matter in a public bathroom.
You know, when you're sick, you don't care.
Tony trying to clean up the bathroom?
Yeah,
I was on the clean side.
Clean, it was a public bathroom.
It was a public bathroom.
And Tony is on the floor.
I was done, dog. And once I'm that hammered, I don't like to be moved.
6 foot 2 curled up into like 3 feet, dog.
Yeah, man.
So then I was like, me and a homeboy who I forgot his name, dude.
Yeah,
cool.
He was, yeah.
But we had to pick up Tony's big ass, dog.
They threw me in the whip, threw a bag back in there.
Tony
threw
up in dude's.
You threw up in the bag.
In his BMW.
threw up in the bag, though.
You got some of it was in the car.
Oh, because
I cleaned it up.
That's
for him.
The worst, bro.
Yeah, you're welcome. By the way, I didn't know that.
Then they slung me up the hotel steps.
I had to carry him up
the
steps.
That's why I'm like, just leave me in the bathroom, man.
You had to carry Tony.
I don't like to be moved when I'm told.
Tony's like 220.
It was the food, bro. You didn't have no food in you.
We had all that sushi, dog.
Well, I was eating
that
sushi, though.
Sushi's so light.
But we had rolls of sushi. You got the rice.
We was experimenting. Alligator.
Yeah, I think people eat sushi when they want to lose weight. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, it's not the most hearty.
It's not
sushi.
Bread,
when you finish eating sushi, you feel like, oh, I'm still good.
Yeah,
I can go run.
Function.
Yeah,
that's true.
Tony,
but the sake
was awful, dog.
Oh man, yeah.
That was the last time I got drunk.
Took his shoes off for him in the bed.
I was done, dog.
It was out.
I ain't been that drunk since Mexico.
And then the next day, I laughed the whole day. It was like, nigga, you was passed out in the bathroom on the floor.
Rippage.
Hey, man, when you that sick, you'll make love to the toilet.
Yeah, it was hilarious, though.
I'm glad you was there for him, Chaz, and saved Tony life.
Saved his life.
I'd have been fine. Right?
Tony would still be in that bathroom.
I'd probably be living in Morro Bay
Don't touch me, bro.
Hey, y'all. This is we've had a great time with y'all today. We want to thank y'all for listening, man. A hot nothing, man. My name is DC Irvin.
Tony Baker.
Chaz Rogers.
Until next time, we're going to have the whole crew back, and we out. Peace.
Hot, 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 no.